The three guys remained connected through about 1,500 feet of hose to the air system back in the Humvee. The hose was called an umbilical because a diver could not survive without it any longer than a baby in the womb could survive without hers. It took DJ, Riggs, and Haas 20 minutes to trudge, with their gear, about 1,100 feet. Haas positioned himself outside the final stretch of the tunnel, just before its width shrank to 5 feet. His job was to watch over their connections to the main breathing system and use a communications wire to call in periodic updates to Tim back in the Humvee. DJ and Riggs slogged onward, duck walking several hundred feet more to the tunnel's end. Once there, Riggs took on the toughest assignment, shimmying deep into a slimy, skinny connector pipe to remove a heavy safety plug. With DJ's help, he would need to repeat that task in a series of pipes. To most people, the claustrophobia inside that cramped black space so far from civilization would be paralyzing. The pipe Riggs had to crawl through measured just 30 inches across, not much wider than his shoulders. And he had to be careful not to jostle the cumbersome breathing gear that was keeping him alive. Not long after Riggs emerged from the pipe, Haas noticed that the diver's umbilicals had become dangerously tangled. He instructed DJ and Riggs to get their hoses straightened out before doing anything else. As Haas began his own untangling effort, he looked up to see something startling. DJ was collapsing onto the tunnel floor in a strange kind of involuntary slow motion.
"Are you okay, DJ?"
Haas yelled, muffled through his face mask. Before he could finish his sentence, Riggs went down next, falling on one knee in front of DJ. Haas suddenly felt lightheaded himself, in a warm and fuzzy way, as though he had just tossed back a few cocktails. He had enough presence of mind to know that warm and fuzzy was not how you wanted to be feeling when you were buried under the sea, miles from land.
"I need to call Tim," he said.
When he reached Tim on the comm wire, Haas pressed him for what the oxygen content was in their main breathing supply. Anything below 19% meant trouble. Tim said he and Billy would check. A few seconds later, Tim called back.
"Shit! It's 8.9! he shouted, frantically.
Then, the line went dead.